Good morning, everybody. Welcome on this beautiful autumn morning. Isn't it fantastic? I've got a few notices, first of all. I'll try and be brief, I'm afraid. So next week is, as we all know, Remembrance Sunday. It's on the plan as a cafe church, but it will just be a standard service. As usual, if people wish to start off here and then join the commemoration at St. George's, then there will be a time when you can leave on Sunday. But if you wish to stay for the whole service here, then that is obviously fine. On the seats, you'll notice some leaflets which we've been asked to distribute from Silk Life, the food bank that we support. It's got suggestions on it that for things that people might like to donate during Advent. So no compulsion, but if you would like to take one, then please do. I've got a notice that Ros has asked me to read out about organisation of the district. For those of you who are in the know, this might be a bit redundant, but our circuit is part of the Manchester and Stockport district, but there has been a reorganisation of the districts and they have been amalgamated into one large northwest of England district, which will now run from Cumbria down to us. We're right at the bottom. There are reasons for this, which I'm not going to go into, but I've been asked to read this out, so I'm sorry, just bear with me. The synods of each of the districts forming the new northwest England district have agreed to nominate to the conference that the Reverend Dr. James N. Tebbutt, who I think we know, be designated to be the chair of the Northwest England District from the 1st of September 2024. This will be for an initial period of 6 years, subject to the annual stationing of the conference. Dr. Tebbutt currently serves as chair of the Cumbria District and has been part of the regional review group guiding the process of the merger. This recommendation was agreed by each of the synods on Saturday the 4th of November, meeting collectively but voting separately by ballot and resulting from the relevant processes under Standing Order 423A. Please pray for all involved in this discernment and those impacted by this nomination who will be further discerning God's calling upon their lives and ministry in the coming weeks and months. So now, if we could please prepare for worship that John and Richard and Judy will be leading us in this morning.
John? Where's John? I really want to say that despite my accent, I'm very glad that we're the south of the north rather than the north of the south. We are going to, once a month, our children and young people get together to have breakfast church, and it happens before our service, and that means we don't get to meet them and they don't get to meet us. So what we've decided this morning was that we're going to change the timings a little bit so that breakfast church comes over and overlaps into our service this morning so we can all share it together. Breakfast church, as you might gather, starts with breakfast, and then after breakfast the children come and they sit on these cushions in this place at a little bit of an earlier time. Judy or somebody will then share a Bible story with them. There'll be a song, and there'll be a little bit of an explanation and prayer. So we're going to all share all of those all together. It's going to take, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes, after which the children are going to go out to do some craft activities. If you'd like to join them, you can go with them, okay? If you do, don't just sit around. Don't just stand around and watch. Get involved. And if you find yourself with a quiet moment, chat with each other. But don't chat about the football yesterday or the fireworks. Chat about what the significance of the lesson is and why we're encouraging the children to do these crafts. So if you'd like to go out at that time, please feel free to go. Those of you that don't want to go, unfortunately, have to spend the rest of the time with me. So there's an incentive. Okay. But over to Judy and the children.
So this morning, this is our story. It says, light for the whole world. That's a bit exciting, isn't it? Can you think of the whole world? One light switch, whole world lit up. Bit amazing, isn't it? Let's read the story. Jesus was thinking about hiding things. Supposing you had a lamp to give you light in the darkness, he said to his friends, would you hide it under a bowl? No, they laughed, that would be silly. What would you do with the lamp then? Jesus asked. You'd put the lamp where everyone could see it. Then the whole room would be full of light, his friend said. Quite right, said Jesus with a big smile. Everyone is so pleased to see the light. Then he told them, you can be like a light for the whole world. His friends were puzzled. How can we be like a light? When you do good things, everyone's pleased, just as they are when they see a light when it's dark. So they thank God that you are kind and loving. The world is full of happiness. So, do what's right. Be a light for the whole world. Now, we tried to make a dark room. That's our dark room. Doesn't look very good, does it? But what we tried to do was make somewhere where we could hide in the dark and put a light on and see what the difference would be. Do you want to try it? Should we give it a go? Who's going to go in? We could perhaps put the lights off. Might help us. We're going inside. Everybody going inside? You going inside, Theo? Is it dark in there?
No.
Well, pretend. Who'd like a little light? Ellie. Ellie can't get in. Never mind. There we go. See if that makes a difference. Is that making a difference? Well, I'm glad somebody thinks it makes a bit of difference. Here's another one.
No, that was not lit.
Anyway, he's pressed the switch. And Jonathan wasn't well, and he was good with the switches, so he's gone home.
A bit.
There we go.
I can't turn this one on. Can't turn that one on.
I'll have that one then. Has everybody got one?
Everybody has one. Pick one.
Theo, would you like that one? Has everybody got one? You've got one, Ellie.
Nobody. Just put them in the middle.
Is that night in there now?
Not really.
Never work with children. Has anybody got... Oh, Kit, come and join in. We'll have animals as well. Well, I think that looks a bit brighter. Come on, let's go out and have a chat.
Is that brighter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Too bright.
Come on, let's come out and have a chat so everybody can join in. You can take your... Do you want to take a light with you?
Yeah.
Everybody can take a light. Well, Ivy, do you know what you're doing now? What are you doing now? What's on your face? It's a big smile. It's a big smile. Do you think that makes a difference if we smile?
Yeah.
Look at all these people. Turn around and smile at them. You show them what a great smile you've got. We can have the lights back, Christine. What else can we do that might make things better for everybody? Go on.
Speak to them.
Speak to them. Say hello. It makes a world of difference. Do you know, when we walk down the street and nobody looks at us and nobody smiles at us and nobody says hello, it's quite miserable. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things about pointing is that we know a lot of people, but actually people say hello. Mm-hmm. So this is what Jesus was talking about. These very, very small things. Just smiling, just saying hello, just giving people a wave. It makes a huge, huge difference. Shall we have our song?
We just turned everything.
Just a word about the song. It's a song you'll all recognise. The words are very simple.
Do you want to get your instruments?
But do keep an eye on them, because you have the words for the first couple of times through, but not for the repeats at the end, okay? So memorise them as you go through, but you'll get it. Let's just say a short prayer. Dear God, we thank you that we can sing old songs to new tunes. We thank you that we can all smile, that we can all share a cheery hello, that we can all work to make this world a better place and a nicer place to be. God, be with us, those of us who stay here and those who go out, as we all work to find out how we can build God's kingdom here on earth. Amen. And we'll sing our next song for the main congregation, and for anybody that wants to go out, they can go out with the children. I should perhaps add that the young people are going to come back for the last quarter of an hour of service, and we're going to have a chat about what they've actually been doing. So you will find out. But let's move now to the story we've heard already, but told as we hear it in the Bible, and within the context within those words within which those words were originally spoken. So I think Roger and Jean are going to bring us our Bible reading now.
The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 16, and it's headed Introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those whose hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen.
This passage that want us to build on this in a few minutes to look at some of the words later in the Sermon on the Mount in relation to the state our world is in at the moment. We're moving towards Remembrance Day next weekend. We are looking at the radio, at the television, and listening to the radio about what is happening in our world. And we'll be offering prayers for that world. But let's prepare for this by singing what I could describe as a new remembrance hymn, except that it was written about 20 years ago. But it was written by Fred Kahn to present a different view of remembrance. God, as with silent hearts, we bring to mind. Please be seated. The Sermon on the Mount is truly radical and revolutionary if we take it as it's read. It turns on its head a lot of things that the Jewish people held dear and believed very deeply.
we bring this broken world to you. We grieve with those who grieve, with all who have lost loved ones, regardless who they have lost them to. We pray for those who are hurting. We pray for those who are seeking retribution. We pray for those who are fighting violence with violence. This is not the way that you want. You want us to love our enemies and to build a better future for our children. In everything we do and in everything we say, may your light shine through us and the words of your Son be embodied in us, that your kingdom may come to earth as it is in heaven. And let us share the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We come to our next hymn, Longing for Light. And if a little miracle works, the children will come back during it. be seated. Judy, you're going to say what you've been saying? Or? You've lost one. Okay, so
what have you been doing?
Making bird feeders.
Making bird feeders. Can I have a look?
Oh, wow.
So how does that work? What do I do with it?
And then we put fat on it, and then we stuck some bird seeds on it.
Okay, and what is it?
A bird feeder.
A bird feeder, okay. It's made out of a fir cone, so it's entirely biodegradable, this bird feeder. No nasty plastics in it, okay?
Dairy-free fat.
Dairy-free fat, okay. Smear the fat over the fir cone, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you roll it in bird seeds and things like that, so there's lots of lovely food on it. And then you're going to hang it outside. What's going to come and feed?
Birds.
Birds!
Who's it going to make happy?
Squirrels and birds.
And who else might it make happy?
Humans.
Yeah, how would it make humans happy?
Watching the birds.
Okay, so we'll be able to watch the birds and it'll make us feel happy, won't it? That's absolutely brilliant. And we've got some more. Do you want to stand up and show everybody them? Yeah?
Yours.
And what's going to happen to the extra ones?
Hang them up.
Well, anybody could take one.
Okay, so there are some extra ones. If you'd like to bring a smile to yourselves, pick one up on the way out, okay?
Now, Hillary's made one, but she's being shy. She's not sure, but she made more than one.
My first.
Excellent. Okay, so if you want to sit down.
What else good. Did you
Thank
do?
You very much. What else have you done? Oh, hang on.
We made a hedgehog house.
You made a hedgehog house. Where did you make the hedgehog house?
What?
Where did you make it?
Outside there.
Outside there, that's right, in the wildlife garden. And what did you make it out of?
Bricks and twigs and leaves.
Bricks and twigs and leaves to make a hedgehog house. And who's that going to make happy?
Hedgehogs.
And all of those that love hedgehogs, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you're doing something else as well. Should we give Lois and Elizabeth a chance to say? Can I hold that up nice and high? Okay.
We made a sign so the hedgehogs know where the hedgehog house is, and everyone knows which a big pile of leaves isn't a big pile of leaves, so you don't rake it up.
Okay, so it's a sign. You remember what we were saying in Big Church? In Big Church, we're saying we don't only have to do good things. We have to tell people we're doing good things. So we've got a huge big sign that says we've got a hedgehog house and this is our wildlife area, isn't it? Okay? So that's brilliant. We've got a hedgehog house, we've got environmentally friendly bird feeders, and we've got a sign telling everybody what we're doing. So if anybody asks you what you're doing at church this morning, you're making bird feeders, you're making hedgehog houses, and you're having a chat about how you could tell people about all the good things you do and all the good things that church does. So that's brilliant. Okay, I think we will move actually to our intended closing song, which again is one that I hope all the young people and all the adults will know, so we can join into to the video.
Instruments.
And we'll stand for this one.
Thank you.
there are more birthdays than I've been able to cope with this particular week. So, Christine, do you want to tell us what's happening?
There are now three birthdays that I know of. So one has been advertised in the notices, so you probably know about that one, which is Julie Haworth's 70th birthday. We have discovered that it's Margaret Meekley's 80th birthday, and I've just been told that it's Judith's, but I don't know how many, is birthday.
Plus one.
Oh! In 2 weeks. Right, so I think, should we all lead everybody? Should we all join in singing happy birthday? Is that all right?
Happy birthday to everyone.
Happy birthday to everyone. Please stay and join us for cake and coffee after the service.